Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey everybody, Peter Zion here, and as you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are upon us, and so just like everyone else in the Western world, we are offering discounts on new signups for whatever level of our Patreon system that you're interested in. You've got our base reader level, where you get all the videos and the daily digest as they come in, then you have an advanced level, the analyst level, where you also get to participate in an ongoing Q&A with me every quarter and try to stump me. Lots of other frills here and there. Anyway, if you use code PZ50, you get 50% off of your first month, regardless of what the signup happens to be. And that will last throughout the weekend. So hope to see you guys join in the party. Welcome to the crazy train.
Hey everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Colorado. And today we're going to talk about something that just went down in New Mexico, of all places. Now, for those of you who are not from the United States, New Mexico is a gorgeous state, but it comes in near the bottom of basically all the rankings that you don't want to come in the bottom at. So, you know, crime, labor force participation, income levels, educational levels, infrastructure, industry. It's had a lot of problems. It's a pretty arid area. There are very few places to get reliable rainfall. You've got two major cities in Santa Fe, which is an old historical town that is now the administrative center, and Albuquerque, which is the major population center. But infrastructure is difficult because you got the Rio Grande Canyon that basically cuts right through the middle of the state, and you have a lot of desert and a lot of semi-arid. That's before you consider racial issues or the fact that this is one of the densest concentrations of Native Americans, and there's an issue with reservations, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there's a lot that hasn't worked out great for them, but the reason I wanted to talk about them is that they just came up with a new policy where everyone now qualifies for state-covered child care. One of the problems the advanced world has is that raising a child is a real effort. Back in the olden days when we were all agriculturalists and lived on the farm, kids were free labor, so parents would have as many of them as they could because they helped on the farm. When you move into town, that economic benefit goes away and you just have the expense without any of the monetary benefits. So over time, we've had fewer and fewer and fewer children. One of the things Europeans tried when they tried to reverse this is it really matters what type of social program you put into place. So for example, if you just say that if a woman is pregnant, that she gets an extended maternity leave, what that means is that no one will hire a woman. And so women in their 20s are just simply unemployable. The places that have pulled this off, getting their numbers back up, it all comes down to childcare. Because if you force a woman to choose between being a mother or being a worker, she will then choose one of the two. And that means that some of them won't have kids or some of them won't work, and you have got a problem with the workforce and with your demographics. But if the state can provide a degree of childcare, then parents don't need to make that choice. And the numbers go the other direction. Now, there are undoubtedly 1,000 details that matter in the New Mexico situation, so this is not me endorsing what they're doing, except in principle. It matters how you pay for it. It matters how you regulate it. The New Mexicans are planning on using income from their oil fund. They basically have a sovereign fund at the state level. And they expect that it's going to cost them about $600 million a year. We will see if that is feasible. We will see if that is realistic. But for the first time in the United States, we actually have somebody at the state level that is thinking about what the future of the demographic profile looks like and what the future of the workforce looks like, and is actually putting a fair amount of money behind what might actually work. I call that good news.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.